Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everyone? I'm Adam Southey here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. We're a couple weeks into the new year, guys, and it's about that time where people start dropping off of their New Year's resolutions. With that in mind, Justin and I wanted to take some time and talk about what it is you really want out of your business this year, and are you being honest with yourself about what you're going to do to get that done? Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays Land Flipping Blueprint. Guys, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, this is it. This is the course you want to buy. Justin and I spent months doing consulting calls and helping people out before we ever put this course together. So what's that mean for you? Well, for one, because we've done so much consulting, we know where people get hung up and we've addressed those issues in the course. But also, you've got two experienced land investors who came together and took the best parts of each of their business and laid them out for you in an easy-to-follow video format. So if this excites you and you're thinking about getting into this industry, all you've got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the training tab, and book a call with us. We just want to get to know you a little bit. We'll tell you all about our journey. We'll tell you about the course, and then we'll answer any questions you have. The whole thing should take about 20 to 30 minutes, and that's it. There won't be any pushy sales tactics, and at the end of the call, if it's a good fit, great. We'd love to help you get started and see you reach your goals.
Man, yesterday was the big 3-7.
Does that hurt? It doesn't hurt me because I'm so young buck, still got all my health and everything, you know, but you
got some youth virility. I want to touch you before we leave the studio today to make sure that I get a little piece of that. I can take it home again and feel what use and vitality feels like.
This is my favorite time of the year, guys, because for the next 4.5 months or so, Justin is a senior citizen and I am just like, you know, perfect shining example of youth.
Yeah, but you were enjoying my lasagna we had last night.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite things. You know, we did that last year. We did it this year. It's a good time.
Yeah, my parents are going to come. My parents came by too, so that'll be fun. Yeah. It was fun. And one thing I wanted to note, when you say Justin Sliva at the beginning, I feel like a superhero when you say that.
You should. I'm trying to add a little. I think I get a little better each time. I'm trying to make it, you know, it's like I got the star, the Finance Friday star, the plum star. I got the man with me.
I like it. I'm going to wear a cape next time to the studio. I'm going to feel very important and special. Man, the honest conversations and what you want to accomplish, man, it's kind of a heavy topic.
Yeah, because you really got to look into yourself deep.
Yeah.
And to really come up with an answer. To be true with yourself.
You know, through our consulting calls, one of the main thing is, you know, people want you to lay out your business for them so they can follow it. And it's not how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause everybody's different. Right. And if you try and model, if I try and model what you did, or you trying to model what I did, it's just not going to work for you.
No. And you're not going to be into it. It's not going to be yours. You have to find that own pace. And that starts with that honest conversation with yourself and saying, you know what, here's what my goal is. And this is how I get there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's where I think we really start is, have you set a goal for yourself this year? Are you actively working towards them? What are the little actionable steps? So, and what that means is those kind of buzzwords, we go to a self-help seminar and people tell us, oh yeah, are you taking the actionable steps to get you where you want to go? And, you know, people are like, what the heck is an actionable step?
Yeah, the company that I worked for, they had a lady, her entire job was goals.
She's the manager of goals?
Yeah, of course she's got laid off because, you know,
goals weren't getting hit.
Who employs someone just to do all goals? But that was her thing. Every quarter you had to write goals. You had to write how you were going to do them. And while we were doing it, I was like, this is a giant joke. But now that I'm, you know, on my own and working, and I see the importance of it.
Yeah, because you have to keep yourself reined in. And, you know, I do a lot of to-do lists for myself. I'll lay out the week for me and say, okay, hey, this is the day I'm going to focus on this leg of my business. This is the day I'm going to focus on this portion of my business. Even adding in, you know, the podcast, we do this a lot of the times our planning's done towards the weekend and early Sunday mornings, we're in here trying to get it ready to go. If we have to do it in a week, we do it in a week. But, you know, we really do work 7 days a week trying to grow our personal brands and our businesses and ensuring that, hey, the lights stay on and dinner stays on the plate. So it's those actionable steps. It's knowing that you have a schedule that, hey, if you have an eBay business with land, you set it up on the first Monday of the month. You schedule all your auctions for the month for yourself.
Well, yeah. Can you do that on eBay? Does it work that way?
Yeah, you can schedule your auctions. Like I have Beth, my transaction coordinator. She's lined up our next month and a half already. She's built the ads, put the properties on there, and now it runs on cruise control. When they close every 5 days, we have another one close.
Nice.
So yeah, I mean that's just one of those little things, but I think the big thing is that you have that plan, and it's not a plan that says, hey, I'm going to make $1 million in the next 5 years flipping land. It's I need to do this, this, and this, and that is going to get you to that goal.
Right. So by saying that I'm going to make $1 million in the next 5 years, that's like super vague, right?
Yep.
So it would be better to say this quarter, I'm going to mail out 2,000 mailers.
Okay.
And from that 2,000 mailers, I know that I'm probably going to get 50 calls, let's just say 100 calls. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy X amount of those. I'm going to sell them this way, right? It's actionable. It's broken down. It's good to go.
No, you're exactly right. And that's why I harp so much on the asset class and the price that I like, is because I know exactly what I'm going to get back. I know what I'm going to make off every deal, and it meets my goal requirements for my land business or my real estate investing business. Mm-hmm. Because for me, my business is set up a couple different ways, and it's just, I've got different legs on it. All of it's real estate, but if I sat down and explained it all to you, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Well, it's not just one thing. It's everything's coming in, but one may feed another thing that, you know, turns into something else. And what I mean by that, because that sounds kind of like hokey, you know, like, oh, this feeds this, you know, it feeds that. No, like if I do a big flip, I may take 20% of that profit, and it's pretty regimented that I go buy some smaller properties I'm going to generate notes off of. Those generated notes increase my monthly residual over a course of a period, because we saw on a recent podcast from a guy you went to college with, Judge Graham, talks about you have to have that recurring income to scale your business. And that point really stuck out to me. And I think that some people miss that because they try to sell that, have that transaction every month. I got to have one transaction every month. Well, that's what I'd like, but I also know that my other land pieces of my land business are going to offset that. Uh-huh. So, you know, putting those things in place and knowing what your plan, that's that reverse engineering.
Yeah. No. And if you want that one, that one deal done every month, then you need to work backwards from that. How are you going to do that?
No, exactly right.
Right. If you only have one property, right, and you think I'm going to sell that one property, you're probably going to miss the mark, right?
Yeah.
You probably need more than one property, and then putting a plan in place to get that done, whether that's marketing on Craigslist 10, 20, 30 times a day, mm-hmm. you're posting on Facebook, you're reaching out to wholesalers. I mean, whatever it is, just get it done.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. You know, and the most important to this is being honest with yourself. Like, that's like, people are scared. People lie to themselves. Like they make excuses, they lie about why they can't. Be honest with yourself and what you need to do. It's not rocket science, you know?
Yeah, and I think that kind of goes to like saying you're going to make $1 million this year, but you've only got $1,000 to start.
No, you're exactly right.
Like, can you do it? I guess. I mean, maybe if you're hustle hard enough.
Yeah, I mean, that $1,000, you're going to get 2,000 mailers out of that, and you better call Plum.
Yeah, yeah. The only way you will get to $1 million if you have $1,000 is a strong plan and
solid partner.
Yeah, oh, absolutely a solid partner. I mean, now that Plum is in place with $1,000, you can easily send out some mail and then call, you know, call them and get it going.
No, you're exactly right. And that's, you know, but that's knowing what your tools are, reverse engineering back from your goal. Do I think that I could turn a guy's $1,000 to $1 million? Man, I'd be even apprehensive if a guy came to me and told me that. And I'm pretty proud of myself and I'm pretty cocky in what I think I can and can't do. But I would have to know that you're spot on, even with my work ethic. And I think with your work ethic, us two combined, if we took that challenge, it would be tough for us.
Yeah, maybe we should take that challenge sometime. Not right now.
Let's do that for 2020.
Okay.
We could have a solid 19. 2020, we start over and show that it can be done.
I would be up for that challenge. It would be interesting. Definitely be a good podcast.
Yeah, definitely would be. Definitely would be. You know, it's... I really got to stress this, though, that you can't lie to yourself. You know, I'm a pretty good athlete. I figure I'm pretty strong, but I know I'm not going to the CrossFit Games. Like I can lift fairly. My 3-compound lifts are pretty good, but you put me in a different atmosphere like that. I'm not gonna lie to myself and say, oh, well, I'm strong on a bench press. I'm gonna go to CrossFit and just dominate, because it's not gonna happen. We see what happens when I go to your box with you. I can barely make it through a workout.
Well, you were just getting started, which is just exactly like we're saying, right? I mean, I don't know where I was going with that. Maybe Justin can fill in.
You know, you got to have the layers for growth. You got to have the honest conversations. And I know I repeat that. And I really want people to take that and without sounding too, like, I don't want to say douchey or cliche, but really be honest. Be honest with yourself. Look in the mirror and know what you're good at. Know what you like and just do it. You know, the stuff that you're bad at, hire somebody else to do that. Don't dwell on it. Be cognizant of it. Understand it. But really hammer down on the stuff you're good at.
Yeah, so that means if, like, you don't like taking the phone calls when they come in, mm-hmm. you need to hire that out.
Yep.
And be real with yourself, because I've told myself before I'm going to mail out to all these, like, big properties and do a big flip. And, you know, sometimes, or most of the time, that's the people that get really angry.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know, this time's gonna be different. I can handle the hate.
Yeah.
And then it'll come back and I'm like, oh, you know what, I just don't want to answer that one. Yeah. And so I send those to my call service, to Pat Live. They handle it for me, and that takes so much out of it. Like, it's so much easier from that point on.
Yeah. No, that's a true thing. You know, like, for me, some of the marketing, I like finding the deals, I like looking at them, I like analyzing them. The marketing side, I'm really not a huge fan of, and I would much rather pay a real estate agent to do it for me.
Yeah, see, I'm the complete opposite. Like, I love the marketing. I love the sales aspect of it. Like, I feel like it's like a game that I'm playing with, like, the people on the other end, because I can try and control the conversation with the questions I ask and get them to buy into it, mm-hmm. or, like, sell themselves on it because of the questions I'm asking.
No, we've had those honest conversations with ourselves. We have said that, hey, what, Justin, what are you good at? I'm good at talking to people. I don't mind talking to them on the phone. I could sell somebody on it. But for me, it's that when that deal comes back and I get Pat Live, you know, new lead, I read my questions. Oh, they like it. And then I'm tap, tap, tap on Parcel Fact. If Parcel Fact covers that county, if not, I'm in Parlay. And I'm tap, tap, tap. Oh, it's got good access. Ooh, look at some trees. Then I get on Google Earth and I'm like, bam. Oh, shit, it's got a little bit of topography. Ooh, I'm getting real excited now. Then I pick up the phone and call this person back, and they're like, thank you for sending me this offer. You're going to change my life. And I was like, you're going to change mine too. You just changed mine too.
Yeah, so. I could take that or leave it. That's from the, you know, getting an acquisitions manager for me.
You've always wanted one. You're like, you want them to handle that for you.
I do. Yeah. I, you know, put me on the sales end and I'm happy.
Yeah. I think we set Beth up in our business, and we have her as a transaction coordinator. We handle the acquisition, and as soon as we say yes, I hand her the paper, and she runs to escrow with it and takes care of it and runs it through both sides. And, you know, the good thing is that she's not only a transaction coordinator for us. She's open for, you know, people that are looking to step out of that role because they don't want to call title. They want to do that. So we put her in place and let her run for them.
Yeah, I've been thinking about using her, because part of my goals this year are to do some larger flips, and it'd be nice to have, even though they're going to go through Pat Live, it would be nice to have an acquisitions manager step in from there.
Yeah. And I think she'd be ready for that and could take you on. If you wanted an acquisition manager, she could set that up. That's not a problem at all. I mean, she's running our eBay business, and she's running the transaction coordinator side for some of the other clients that we have with Plum. And they wanted to be pretty much hands off, and she took that and ran. And, you know, that's what they wanted to accomplish. The guy has like 20 rent houses. He has a property manager on those. He wants to look at the property when it comes in, decides yes or no, and tells her to run with it. She does a quick, like a 4-part check for them when they get a deal in. And she runs like, hey, it's got access. What's the pricing look like? Things like that. That way they have some information when they get it back to call the person, and then they run from there. It's definitely great. So let's be honest, but let's talk goals for ourselves real quick. Let's like, what's your goal for your land business, you know, for the first half of the year, let's say the first 6 months?
It's to cough in the mic.
Okay. You did that. Congratulations. You get a blue ribbon on that.
So my goal for the year, if I'm starting abroad, is I really honed in on my niche, which is the 20 to 50 acre property that I'm selling on an owner finance term.
Okay.
my goal is to add at least 30 of those.
You want 30 more on your notes?
Yeah, 30 more notes, which probably equals closer to 40 or 50 sales because I'm selling 20 to 25%
for cash.
For cash, yeah. And that price range for those notes is on the lower ones, maybe $150 a month up to $300 a month.
That's awesome. 30 more of those makes a big day.
That makes a good year.
Yeah, it makes a really good year. You know, for us, it's for our land business to do at least $10,000 a month in profit on either one deal or two smaller ones, because we do wholesale a lot of our stuff. And then we always turn that back. I said earlier, we take 20% of that and turn it back into notes properties. And that means I go out to some of these counties that we're buying them for $100-$125 an acre, pick up five or six of them, put them on notes, get the money back on a down payment, and let them run out for 5 to 7 years. And that really allows us to grow our business and keep that money at play. It's a quick 2 to 3 month turn on that money once we get the down payment back. And now we've got an additional, you know, $500-$800 a month coming in. And it's a cool thing to see. And then with Plum, we want to fund two deals a week and buy two deals a week. That's been our thing. And each deal net $5,000. So the idea was $10,000 a week in profit through Plum, and do that 52 weeks in a year. And then we got $500,000 with just Plum itself. And that was like my stretch goal at first. And I'm like, dude, this is super conservative. Like, we're knocking this out of the park.
Yeah, especially because what, October's when you started?
Yeah. First, we started closing the properties the first week of October.
50 deals?
We have 50 clients counting consulting. We've done 31 deals
since October. So that's far more than one.
Yeah, and our lowest profit one, I think, was one that we bought, let the guy buy our equity out, and it was like $4,800. So everything else has been, you know, $6,000 to $10,000.
Even at $4,800, that's probably more than most people make a month working 40 hours.
Yeah, no, that's the cool thing about the scalability with Plum. I've often had that conversation with people, is like, how do you scale your business? And they say, oh, we just put more mail in a box. And that's exactly right. That's what you do. Or you have 10 people put more mail in a box for you. So that's just kind of that different mindset, a different thought process. And people look at me when I say that and they look cross-eyed. They go, So yeah, it's a great thing. I mean, I think that honest conversation, it all starts there. Look yourself in the mirror, know what you're good at, know what you like, and then do it. For a person that likes analyzing deals, that's like what I really, and I just told you all that, and I get 7 to 10 deals a day thrown at me through Plum.
Awesome.
I get to do what I love every day.
Nice.
And then I don't have to sell it. They do.
Oh, yeah, you do put that back on them.
Yeah.
It's the dream gig right there.
That's the dream gig for me.
All right, well, we're getting a little long here. Do you want to, I actually think you just might have summed it up pretty good.
Yeah, I think we did. You know, I think that go over the Texas meetup coming up here in March. It's looking like the date's going to be March 2nd. Waiting on final confirmation on the venue, but we should have that next week for our listeners to know where that's going to be and what that looks like.
Awesome. All right. I guess that's it for today.
Yeah. And I think we can all agree the sound quality's probably stepped up this week. I'm really liking this at Hump Day.
I sure hope so. I mean, it sounds good to us. We'll see what the listeners tell us.
All right. Well, please comment, rate, like. If you're on iTunes, Stitcher, Instagram, Facebook, come be friends with us. We like talking to you there. We love to hear what you have to say.
And I guess that's it. All right, guys. We'll see you on Friday.
Yep.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye.